We are recording.
Awesome. Hang on, wait. Don't let the dog pull me away as I'm putting my thing in my pocket. Damn it.
Oh, that door handle's cold. Oh, we've got the moon out. That's good.
Yep.
Just a na-na-na-na-na-na.
Are we recording?
We're recording on here, not live, so I've got to get through the gate first.
Monty, please.
What?
Now.
I know.
Also, Monty, please.
Going live.
Monty, you're feeling really hard tonight.
Yeah. We're live and now, okay, now we're live. I don't know why I started going to count down. I was like, don't know why I was going to do that. At least it's not rain, so my phone can't actually mess me up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, hi. I'm back.
We're back.
Hello. I'm back from...
Scotland.
A week in Scotland.
I'm freezing.
And honestly, it was amazing. Freaking loved it. Anyways, I don't think we planned anything. I think it was just going to be chat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, you okay?
No, you fell in that.
Oh.
So, are we late doing this live?
Yes.
Or is it just me?
We are late.
Probably why?
Normally we start at about 9:30-ish. Nearly 10.
Yeah.
And it's definitely later than that.
Yeah.
There were reasons, so...
Okay, people are joining. Hey. I just didn't know, because my phone kind of freaked out for a second and said, like, there's no signal, and I was like, is there? Oh, no. Oh, no. Do you know what? That blue light is really annoying me.
What one?
It's flashing. I know what it is.
I can't... What are you looking at?
You look straight over there.
See it now.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. It's really annoying because I'm looking down here and I'm just seeing this constant light blue. Yeah. You've got no hands for it. We have to come back later.
No. This is really good.
Oh my god, I thought it was a satellite. It's not, it's an airplane.
That is definitely an airplane.
I got really excited as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I found Leo.
Mm-hmm.
So I just found the Leo, the constellation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why. Oh, I found Jupiter.
Hang on, where is she?
There.
No, I'm looking for my favourite constellation.
Oh, found
it. There it is. Ursa Major.
Right behind,
above.
I can't even speak. Shank, the only problem is though, because the moon's bright, you can't see all the constellations.
Yeah, it's really
cool. That is so important. Now, Orion's belt is roughly behind us somewhere. But I can't actually tell you where.
Right, hang on. There's that one. Where are you?
I found Leo. Leo's here.
Yeah?
Leo just does a little curving. That's how I know it's Leo.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why. I just remember it.
That's not it. Now you got me looking for Orion's belt. You got me looking for Orion and his belt.
You can't walk in, because I don't like the fact just standing in the road with no lights. Just a torch. However, I can see perfectly clear without... I don't need a torch on at all.
Yeah, in the moon is very bright.
However, it does make that lift a bit safer now, because you can now kind of see down there.
Yeah. Give me a second.
Is he doing? Oh, just
no,
pull it.
No,
I'm really badly craving a cookie, so.
A cookie?
Yeah. That creepy path, that we don't
I
like that.
I've seen it so many times.
Sorry, I just had. I'm really like.
Because that way just leaves the field.
I know, but when I get like scared, I just can't. So you just can't stop talking.
Please. I don't know, I can't stop. Look at her, it's kind
of. It's probably behind us. Or in front.
If Earth and Media is directly above us, then where is Orion in comparison? Like, in relation to that?
You know this house here? Yes. That went for a lot of money, that did.
Yeah.
All these houses.
A nice house in the middle of the countryside. In a really nice room.
Yeah. Which I would not be able to leave because I'm too emotionally attached to it. Because my mum moved here. We've been here for 30 years.
30 years?
I haven't.
No, obviously.
I'd be really old if I was. But my parents have been here for 30 years in this village.
Yeah.
How so long?
We've been here.
What year did you come?
I was.
Trying to figure out what year.
I think it was like my second year of
high school.
And I came almost. I came to the house for the first time on my birthday. So I would have been. Hang on, second year of high school would have been, what, 2013?
Yeah.
13?
14.
So I would have been about 13, 14 years old.
God.
That's over 10. I think it's over 10 years now.
So. I've been here in a village. You've been here 10 years?
Yeah.
I don't know what's been. I've been here longer. Yeah. I was born here.
Your whole life.
I wasn't born in the village.
No.
Actually, was I? I don't actually know. I know I was born in Ipswich. Then I was born in. Not no. Then I went to primary school here.
Yep.
Preschool and then primary school and then Farlingay.
Yeah.
And I've been in all the junior top staff. So I've like been really involved. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, I have reported this.
What, the bus shelter?
Bus shelter, because apparently Otley Parish Council doesn't own it, it's owned by Highways.
Ah, okay.
So it's been reported with a photo.
Nice.
But I've been here for a lot long. You know, that's scary.
What?
I was here when I was little. I went to like all like the social stuff.
Yeah.
I knew probably all the people in the village.
Yeah.
Who are now grown up, who either left the village or stayed in the village.
Yeah.
But I don't even talk to them.
Yeah. Because, like, I grew up, for the first few years of my life, I lived in Stowmarket.
And then you went to Stowmarket.
Yeah.
I just know if we're going for that really creepy old haunted house thing you lived in, but that was it.
Yeah, you're talking about the second house I was in. So when I was about.
No, we're terrible at maps.
So I probably moved. That bungalow is a really creepy haunted one that I thought about multiple times.
Yeah.
For about 5, I think.
So you were in Stowmarket first?
Yeah, for about 5 years.
Is that it? Were you just at Stowmarket? You didn't move anywhere else before Stowmarket?
Well, it was Stowmarket, then I moved to that bungalow.
Bungalow, then it was here, wasn't it?
Then it was here.
So where did your parents find it? They just stumbled across from this house?
I think we were just really desperate to get out of that bungalow.
So you came to Otley?
Yes.
I don't know, a few
and
years...
Because it was easy because I could easily get the bus to high school from Otley.
But also, you also, in the village, you've got more people.
Yes, my gosh, so many more people. I lived on a farm.
Which is very comforting, actually.
I lived on a farm it's with very like two insurance. Other houses. Because I live on a farm with two other houses, and the two houses, the people living on them,
move.
Were like related.
Okay.
So my neighbour, my direct neighbour, like right next to us, we were going to the same primary school, and her uncle was the landlord who lived in the other house.
Yep. Can we not get to the cubicle? Because I do not want to walk home, absolutely terrified, and it's dark. because I do not want to talk about anything creepy.
No, no.
Especially in pitch dark on my own. Your house is here. I don't know why you're walking further on.
Well, normally you do, so... Oh, no.
What's that?
I think I left my telly on.
I'm interested in what's actually on.
Hang on. Oh. Right, it's YouTube. I know exactly what I was watching. I was watching Ark Survival Evolved, the playthrough of Valguero on the Neebs Gaming channel.
Oh, just my phone. I literally did.
What happened?
I removed someone by mistake.
No!
I literally did that because my hand froze and I did a thing.
My eyes. You're blinding me.
Blinding you. Yeah, he's just watching stuff.
Wait, is it playing?
Yeah.
Wait, I pressed pause. No. I was watching the supercar. I'm so blind. No.
You name it. So that's kind of hilariously funny. It really is funny.
I really need to get those blinds sorted out. I haven't got the blinds up yet, so I just haven't got any curtains or blinds.
I mean, the bad news is that, I couldn't live without curtains or blinds.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's weird.
It's creepy.
It is weird.
Especially I feel comfortable when...
Especially considering my bed is literally to the left of that window.
So I couldn't sit behind it. I'd be so creeped out. I've literally... Have to, if I had to, like, be like, you know, Aunt Dennis Essex.
Yeah. But, like...
But also, it's creepy because these lights just go off. So you'd be, like, sitting in your bedroom, all of a sudden, these... Thunk.
Yeah.
God, that just be creepy. Because yeah. I used to, when I was here, they used to stay on, and then the counts would change them to be on timers.
Yeah, which does kind of make sense. It saves electricity.
Oh, my God. Before you moved here, I remember the street lights going in. Oh my god, that's no.
It's weird because the thing
I remember them being upgraded. I remember the old ones were like blue, no green, sorry. Green. They're like green lampposts, cool. Like the ones at the shop.
Oh yeah.
And like obviously not the bulb, but
most the actual post.
Post was green. And then I remember, because I was in that house.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Ray's too distracted right now.
My TV. Why? It should have gone to sleep.
It's kind of funny.
No. Oh. Just so you know, the supercut is like multiple hours long. It's probably on the next video by now.
Anyway, let's go back to the street light.
Sorry.
You got distracted.
I can't have it. But no, because like...
And then I remember when the new poles were put in and then they were changed.
Mm.
Oh, God. I was 13 when that happened. Oh, my Lord.
That's roughly around the same time that I moved in.
That's scary. Roughly. Yeah, because I remember your old car.
Oh, I remember most of the cars that we've had here. It's so nice.
I remember the streetlights, what they changed.
The thing is, it's funny.
Everything's changing oddly now.
Yeah, because the thing is, I moved in and I remember the neighbour coming over and inviting me to the youth group.
I know her.
And it was there that we met up again.
Yeah. Like, I think it was like, wasn't it like a 2-year gap or a 3-year gap or something?
Between...
primary.
So...
Primary, then high school.
What, from the first time that we met?
Yeah.
So, first time we met was in primary school. I feel like it was like...
We did Africa Live.
Okay, but I didn't know you then.
No, I just blanked you.
Yeah, like everyone else, don't worry.
I just... It's a common thing. It was literally, I was like, oh. I think I stopped and went, who is that person walking around in the woods near the, near look, the barrel? And they said,
I was probably really creepy.
You were walking, you're walking around like, near the edge of the woods with this massive bonfire heap there, just walking backwards and forwards. And they went, oh, that's just
even
Rachel.
Then, I had chaos on the mind.
And they were just...
Fire.
They were just...
No, fire.
So that's why the half building burned down.
No, it didn't. Trust me. Nothing burned down.
It was just quincy that you were near a bonfire at the time.
Yeah, but
and they just went, oh, that's just Rachel.
Yeah.
And then we just walked away.
Yeah, because literally no one ever gave me a second thought.
I did feel like going over, but I was like, I don't know how this could work, so I just left you there.
You should have. We're literally best friends right now. Like, damn it.
I mean, if I could time travel, that's probably the one thing I would do. But my God.
But no, now that I'm thinking about it, it was roughly 2 or 3 years between...
Oh, I can remember Africa Live, like, the next day. I remember you...
It was Africa Adventure.
Yeah, I remember you doing, like, a comedy thing. That's hilarious.
Don't even dare. Don't
you
dare.
You're doing, like, a box swing.
No, don't. Please.
I won't go further.
I swear to gosh.
I remember that.
But I erased that from my memory for a reason.
I can't erase it. I just remember it.
I try to, with every fibre of my being.
The annoying thing is that you know someone who remembers it. From the start, from the middle, from the end.
No. Stop.
So, but, I remember like, that, and that's when I remember you.
Yeah.
You had glasses on. What did you have?
No.
No, that's
the
someone
person
else.
Who had glasses on was in the same room as me, but a year above
yeah.
me.
Yeah, and then I think you came second on that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because you did it with Bernie and someone else. I remember that. And I just remember, like, it was so weird. Like, the guys in your room.
No, they were not in my room.
Not really, I mean,
the guys from my school were
just weird.
And
like, these are, like, steel towels and...
Oh.
Okay, that just happened. Sorry.
I think that's the light. So just shut up and go home.
I remember
Where
that.
Where is the time?
I don't know.
Let me look.
I should end this right now.
Yeah.
Because my hand is freezing.
It is 11:30. So Why did I even question it? The lights went out. They always go out at 11:30.
So I'm going to say goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me, and we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
What the fuck?
What?
Oh, congratulations. Oh, wow, my fuse has gone up.
More views than 89% of live creators with a similar following. Sweet.
Yay. Thing is that I can't stop my
recording
because I've got to put my data on, then transfer from my phone. I remember that. And there's some parts with me, I just remember everything. I just
can't
shut it out. You can swear now because it's on Spotify.
I got it. Like, I can't. Right. It's still going on. Like that. That's the thing. But, like, this, the thing is, like, we met at that youth group and we would keep meeting up. Oh, it was on Wednesday.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, because I remember talking about Stargate. I was a really good geek in Stargate at that time.
Yes.
I'm not now anymore.
And I was.
Kind of.
That's debatable.
That's debatable.
You're still kind of a bit of a nerd. But don't worry, I'm also a huge fucking nerd. But like, because the youth group met up every Wednesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
But then it got to the point where neither of us liked going.
No.
So like, no, why don't we just start meeting up at your place?
Oh, you had that discussion, didn't we?
Yeah, because I know what it was. That what trip to the, we were litter picking.
Yeah.
And then we had to meet up at the pub. And I had to walk home at a certain time because it was getting dark.
Oh,
and we went to the leader. I was like, hey, I need to start walking home now before it gets dark. And she was like, no, you can't do that. And like...
Oh, she was really, really, really harsh.
It really peed me off.
And then you got in trouble because of it.
Yeah. And it really did put
I walk,
me off.
I think I walked you home.
I think you did. Because you're
I think I
like
came
that.
Home with... No, hang on, let me rephrase. I think I walked you back with you because I felt very sympathy for you.
Yeah, because I felt at bad. The time, I was terrified of the dark. So walking home...
On your own?
Without... I don't think I had a coat. I don't think I had a torch or anything.
You didn't. Had no torch.
We had to give. We had to give the light high-vis jackets back.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even have one of those at night.
And you should just say, off you go.
Like, irresponsible is that for a youth
through a field? No, you walked on the road, didn't
you? No, we walked on the road.
Yeah, I can't remember going through a field.
No. And then after that, we were like, let's just not go back. And we started meeting up at your place to play video games.
And that's what all started. Then,
look at us.
And then, was it 2 years after that we then started doing a YouTube channel?
We tried.
Which we didn't. Which kind
and then we didn't keep going with it.
And then our podcast took off.
That's many years later, though.
That's like further down the line.
Yes.
Then my TikTok started off. Anyway, I remember, wasn't it when we were at youth club, I remember throwing beanbags at you. And I remember you throwing it in my face. Like, yes. I got knocked to the floor.
Yes.
It was kind of funny.
Beanbag.
We had a beanbag fight, and then we got tired for throwing beanbags.
Look, it's a beanbag.
It was very exciting.
Yeah, it's better than whatever they were planning.
It was like, wasn't it, those football thing, ice hockey, computer gaming thing. My dad, the Wii.
The Wii is one of the best consoles.
Yes, it was. Debatable on that, because people were playing it. We had that really, like, old TV.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it was so crap.
Yep.
That yep. people were playing it. Like, it wasn't really played often because it was a really crap TV.
Bad. Like,
and then that's when we started throwing beanbags. Then we then, I was climbing on that climbing frame and I got stuck on it.
Yep.
On the top. And I was like, can you?
Can you help me? Nope.
I think I jumped, but then like missed like the thing and kind of just plunged. It just plunged. And then, what was it? Then we had, I had a Wii, and then, I can't, what else was it?
Ow.
Oh, I remember the sweet trolley.
Ow.
The sweet trolley.
The sweet trolley, yes. Ow. Monty, that really hurt my wrist.
The sweet trolley. Oh, no, this is going back ages.
But no, like, the sweet trolley, because you would have to take your pocket change.
Yeah.
In order to get candy.
Yeah.
Oh. And, like, it was, like.
When you said those were kind of the good old days,
yeah.
I've got a warning for that swearing in the room.
I don't understand what she was expecting.
You know, because I was having an argument at the time with a friend over the phone.
Oh.
And basically people were, like, annoying me at the time. Mm. And I just swore at them. Because I was swearing on the phone. So then before I was swearing on the phone. So then I got a warning and I was banned for 2 days. For 2 weeks for not going because I had to ring up and apologize to her.
Most of the kids that were there were teenagers,
and they were also swearing.
I bet almost all of them
they're doing it day to day life. They're all swearing, and that's where you pick it up from.
Yeah,
but I did start swearing for a little, very little age because my other cousins also swear, so I can't.
I would swear a lot. During high school, I swore all the time.
Yeah, because everybody just swears in high school.
Yeah, but and then also, I was also very annoyed all the time.
Yeah, I remember that.
Constantly telling everyone to fuck off.
Yeah.
Just constantly.
People just being like,
so annoyed. People like, go the fuck away.
And people were just like, wasn't like, what's the matter with you or something?
And then that would make me even more annoyed. Like, people really knew how to really.
Oh yeah, they do. And then we then had that. And then I remember, because someone else took over from it. It was really lovely.
Mm.
Then we had that swimming party at Otley Hall.
I remember that.
Do you remember?
It was so freaking good.
It was very fucking freezing cold.
It was really cold.
And I chased a peacock at the time.
Yes, you did. But like that was so because the thing is, I wasn't. At first, I wasn't comfortable doing, like, the swimming part.
I think I didn't I? I told you, wasn't it Wednesday? Like, oh, I should come down to, like, the other thing.
I was really sceptical about it. But I ended up going anyway and had a blast.
Yeah.
Yes, we had, like, but how?
We had,
like, pizza and shit.
Oh, nice. And we all, like, didn't we, like, jumped onto the floats and then capsized it all, which is hilarious.
And then there was the campfire afterwards.
Marshmallows. I burnt mine.
Yes. But these, that's the best way to have them. As charred as possible.
Oh, one kid made a tsunami and just flooded the whole of the pool area?
Yep.
And everybody, like, kind of, not drowned, but, like...
there was, like, a pool table in the little area as well.
And, like, all,
or
like...
was it table tennis?
And all, like, the members' staff were allowed in the jacuzzi hot tub.
Yeah.
And we weren't allowed in the hot tub.
No,
because... we trashed the swimming pool.
Yeah. That was so much fun.
Oh, can you remember going to that really loud pumping system next to you?
Yes.
It was so awkward.
It was so
awkward. Like, you'd be going to the loo, and this kid's like, duh, duh. And you're like, duh, you're like, shit. But the swimming pool was really cold. And then, like, someone saw this really weird bird thing that flew over. Then I got peacock feathers after that. And I did chase a peacock at the time.
Yes.
But that's when I was really close to the owners.
Mm.
But I love that. That was really fun.
That was really fun.
We did it, was it twice a year it was?
I can't remember, because I only ever got to do that once.
But you enjoyed it, though?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was like,
that was really fun.
It was fun. You haven't destroyed that memory?
No. That's still a good one.
Yeah, I keep that memory.
Yeah.
I'm keeping the memory where I did all the weird stuff and chasing peacocks.
Yes.
And, like, jumping on floats. And I get told off from jumping on floats.
Because, I feel like you give very dog energy. Like, you're just chasing stuff around and
no, it chased me. It chased me, so I chased it back.
I don't think that changes my point.
No, but we had floats. And, like, people jumping on them, making, like, really big tsunami waves.
Yeah.
And I just kept on jumping on them.
Yeah.
It was fun, though. How could you not see a float and go, like... And we made, like, a little line. We were, like, doing, like, water challenges. We had, like, you had to jump on it and walk over it without getting knocked off.
I don't think I participated in any of that part.
I did.
At the time... You know, I think at the time I was still really self-conscious. So, like, I would have dared.
I did, and then I slipped and, like, fell on the flute and then fell in the water. It was, like, a wipeout challenge we did.
Yeah.
It's not dark energy. It was fun at the time.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, and everybody did it. Well, most people did it.
You
did. And then we, like, had a float race where you, like, all jumped on the... jumped on the float and, like... The way of the water was, like, pushing really fast. What the fuck?
Someone's light just turned on, and the curtain moved. I think we are waking people up.
Okay, we need to stop.
Let's just stop now.
Bye from me, bye from you.
And it's bye from me, and it's bye from Monty. And we recorded a lot longer on here than we did for...